In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Welcome into Grant and Danny. It is July 23rd, 2024. We've got a pair of tickets to go see Creed at Jiffy Lube Live. We are giving away today ahead of the Beltway Blitz at 4 o'clock. We're a day away from training camp practice number one, 3 days away from the Olympics getting underway in Paris. And the Nats are back in action at home tonight with a 6:45 first pitch against the Padres. Danny, what's up?
Sports calendar, the dance card is filling up, and I likes it. I love the Summer Olympics. Winter, whatever. Generally a waste of time. There's a couple cool things about it. The Summer Games rule. They are awesome. I find myself enthralled with things like fencing, 7-10 meter, whatever the hell it is, platform diving. But Fast Americans is my favorite. Team USA basketball gets underway this weekend. Training camp starts in earnest tomorrow. We're good.
Happy football.
We're good. Yep.
I can't do the enthralled level of excitement for things like fencing. I'm just not going to play that game with
you. You don't have to.
But I'll watch some of it for sure. But more importantly, Danny, football.
The foosball.
Happy training camp, everybody. Today, to kick off camp, GM Adam Peters, head coach Dan Quinn, getting ready for their inaugural training camp together in the nation's capital here, running the Commanders over in Ashburn. Sat down with the media, 30-minute Q&A, answered whatever questions came their way. Got that out of the way, and now it's football time. It is time to hit the practice field tomorrow. I don't want to say all of the moving and shaking of roster building is done, because Peters made it clear they're still going to be making moves. They're number two in the waiver order, so there's actually a really good chance still, as players get released,
yeah,
they could be plucking some big-name veterans, some pretty solid starting caliber players could still be added. I think that's possible. But the speculation, the smoke instead of the flames, like all of the offseason stuff, and that is really just noise, ends officially tomorrow as players get on the practice field for the first time to do actual football things. We made it.
Thinking about this calendar and the way that, you know, there's this dry period over, you know, the spring and the summer. The NFL's done such a good job of spreading things out and always having something to look forward to. I mean, they've turned the schedule release into an event, which is unbelievable. Just, it's almost like showing off. It's like doing an extra trick when you've already won the race. But, you know, as they move the draft around, the offseason sort of OTAs and the schedules, you're basically now only left with a couple of months. And it's, you know, it's non-sequential, but of completely empty football void. And we made it through that this summer. It felt a little bit quicker than maybe in years past, but it is here. It has arrived. It all sort of counts now. You know what I mean? Now that when a guy's missing practice, it's not he's missing OTAs or he's not missing a walkthrough or he's doing some sort of personal matter. This is now the season. You know what I mean? Like the ramp up escalation for how important everything is, especially as you build with a young quarterback, a new coach, a new everything. It's pretty exciting.
So as I mentioned, there was a half hour worth of questions and answers to choose from as to where we wanted to start our content today here on Grant and Danny. But I thought that the most interesting and compelling answers, not surprisingly, were about the biggest name on the team, Jaden Daniels. And right off the top in the press conference, with Dan Quinn being asked if Daniels is going to be the starting quarterback, of the Commanders, and this is what head coach Dan Quinn had to say.
It's not a secret, but it is a journey and a process. And so as we're going, when he's ready, we'll know. And when he's ready, he'll also know. But as far as the reps go, obviously with him and Marcus and moving around, there'll be certain days that will feature more of another. But I guess I'm glad that you brought it up. And certainly not a secret. It's a journey and a process. And so through practices, through scrimmages and preseason games all the way down, that's where the journey will take us. And then not trying to hold back the info, but when we know, we'll say it.
This is not him being named the starter. In fact, it's the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. He was not named the starter today. But this is also not, to me, the mistake that Rivera made year in and year out in this situation that always annoyed me. This is kind of somewhere in the middle. And I think it was actually, whether it was his idea or PR's idea, whoever came up with a it's not a secret line, I think that's fantastic.
Same here.
Good on you, Dan Quinn. Don't lie to us and don't pretend like he might not start. That was his acknowledgement of basically saying, you guys all know what's going to happen. There's no secrets with the number two overall pick who started 50 games in college, who won a Heisman Trophy. He's going to be our quarterback. But I'm not going to tell you today, before he's ever had a real NFL practice, that he's the starter. Because he's got some boxes he's still got to check for us. We want to see him pass a couple of the tests we're going to be giving him on the practice field in the days and on the weeks ahead. Almost like checkpoints in a video game. You know, you go to an arcade, you put your 50 cents in, or now probably $8, whatever it costs, and you sit there and you play the arcade game, and there are these checkpoints. By the time that the clock gets down to zero, you've got to pass, and you get more time. I think they need him to hit those. And they need him to prove, to continue with the analogy maybe, he's not going to crash the car. If he could just stay on the tracks and not crash the car and hit a couple of those checkpoints a few weeks from now as they're getting ready to ramp up for the preseason or shortly after they open the preseason, they'll name him the starter officially. But the line that saved him from me being annoyed, and I think a lot of people rolling their eyes and going, oh man, this is the same as Rivera's bit, was it's not a secret. He's not trying to pretend that there is some legitimate competition.
Word. The word is pretending. The weird pretending when it only applies to certain spots is bizarre, and I've never understood it. I've never liked it. Right? Remember, even in the preseason, or like there's certain something that happened in one of those joint practices where because of that, now Sam Howell was the starter, when Sam Howell was the starter the whole time. Everyone knew that he was, except that he wasn't, until he was the first team quarterback, or he was going to get the first crack at it, or he's not QB1, but he's going to be the first guy that gets quarterback reps. Whatever the nonsense was, this is not there, and it's not even close to there. It's still not the, you know, what Chicago's done. Yeah, Caleb Williams is the starter. I understand this. This I can live with. This I can take. We want him to ascend. The plan is for him to ascend. The plan is for him to be the guy. However, there's still some things that, you know, we are not handing it to him. Or at least it's a philosophy, right? So I will certainly take this over previous years where it's like a competition sometimes, but it's not. It's a name only, but it doesn't really count, but it does, unless it's a Thursday. Nonsense. This was a lot better than those in years past, I would say.
When he's ready, we will know. And when he's ready, he'll also know. I liked that too.
Me too.
Now, where I would part company here is if we get to the end of the preseason and there still has not been an announcement. But this on day one of training camp, or the eve, really, officially, of practice number one, is a great trajectory for him to be named the starter at a reasonable point. And I think we're headed that way. And most importantly, we're not being lied to, and we don't have to pretend.
There's no pretend weird game.
That something's going on that isn't going on. So I like that you're just respecting everyone enough to say, hey, this is not a secret. You guys know where this is headed.
Mm-hmm.
You know he was picked second, right?
Yep.
You know he won the Heisman Trophy.
I loved him. I let it slip on the junkies like 7 months ago. Peters loves him. We all do. That's why he's here.
You know he wasn't a one-plus year starter. You know he's played like more than almost any top three pick ever.
Yeah.
Because of the COVID year, right? No reason not to start the guy. So I thought that was a really good answer. There was another question of Dan Quinn about Jaden Daniels and on why not just name him the starter right now. And I want people to hear that answer as well because I thought that was compelling in this conversation.
At every position, this is the case. And we've got great confidence, all of that. But like I said earlier, it's not one size that fits all. So as we're going through this whole process, let's make sure if we are going to be about the competition and how things are going to go, we're not going to miss one step of their development. And that's what this time of year is for. So we want to make sure we're able to use all of that time.
So I love that real quick. It's not cookie cutter. It's not one size fits all. I love that because, again, Terry McLaurin's going to start. If Terry McLaurin needs to take it easy because he's nursing something, or John Allen needs to take it easy because he's nursing something, I got a track record. I got pelts on the wall. You don't hold everyone to the exact same standard. Everyone needs to show something. There are position battles, and then there are actual position battles. Like, who's going to start opposite Dorrance Armstrong? Who's going to be in your base package? Is it Farrell? Is it Fowler? Is it F.A. Obata working for? Whatever, right? Having competitions at places where we can all kind of acknowledge and just be reasonable human beings about it is better than this overly machismo, Oklahoma drill, let's do bull in the ring until everybody passes out, no water because water's for quitters type stuff. Yes, we can all be pragmatic and realistic about it. So I like that answer a lot.
Yeah, the answers aren't really, to me, important, and they weren't with Rivera either. It's what do you do, right? And eventually with Rivera, they kind of did what we wanted them to do anyway. And then they just kept saying something that went opposite that. But I just like the acknowledgement.
Yep.
And there he basically said, look, this is how we're going to do it at all positions. I'm not going to name a starting safety today either. I'm not naming a starting cornerback today either. Okay, no problem. You don't have to. But quarterback is different. And to your point a couple minutes ago, we don't need to pretend that it isn't. Like, nobody's asking you, is Mikey Davis definitely a starting corner? Nobody's asking you, what kind of snap count are you expecting in camp for Percy Butler? There's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get drafted second overall. They're not the biggest story. There aren't cameras coming from all over the country, from Baton Rouge and all these places at training camp, putting in credential requests to see those guys. So I think we can all acknowledge that quarterbacks should be treated differently. It does sound like Daniels is going to get the bulk of the reps. One thing Quinn said is there's going to be days where they have Mariota do more, or days where they have Daniels do, it sounds like, almost everything. And I think that's probably smart, because you're so limited with the amount of actual work you get on the field that you do have to get both guys ready. You have to have Mariota take some snaps behind your first offensive line. You have to have him get some work in with your starting offense, because he is a play away, and he might have to start with those guys in the preseason, depending on what you decide to do with Jaden Daniels. And if he gets enough done in some of those practices against teams you're playing in the preseason, maybe you feel like there's a little less play time for him in some of those games. One more quarterback question from the press conference was on the plan put in place for Daniels based on experiences with young quarterbacks in the past, which I think we can get into too, but I found that interesting. But that was one thing that was a theme that kind of came up was Trey Lance in Dallas, Dan Quinn was there, right? Adam Peters with Brock Purdy.
Lance also, yeah.
Having gone through it with Lance before that. Like, they've been around kids drafted at the top of the board, young people that were starters. I think that's going to help them.
It should. I mean, again, reminds me of Strasburg and the whole Tommy John and the shutdown and the recovery. The people that lampooned it, that killed it, all people were doing at that point is we are acting on the best available data. That data will probably evolve. What we thought was best practice in 1985 is not best practice now, and damn near anything, right? And in 30 years, we'll have another set of evolutions. Going on the best information that you got and making an educated and informed decision about what it takes for a certain player, that's all I've ever asked for, right? You could disagree. You could say, actually, I think it's the best thing to do is play him every snap of the preseason. The next person will tell you, don't play him at all, because the only things that matter are, the longevity, and even if he has a slower growth curve, throw him in right away. Sit him for a year. There's no cookie cutter one way to do that. So, yeah, having that experience of saying, hey, especially a cautionary tale, quite frankly, in Lance, a guy that didn't have near the playing experience that Daniels did, but that didn't work. And seeing the pitfalls and how we got there, I think that's almost more helpful.
Well, and I think it's a good point. Everyone loves having this debate as to when you draft a young quarterback, should they sit? Should they start? What should they do? When will they likely be ready? What week do you think that guy's on the field? And it really is very specific to the player. And I don't mean necessarily just how they grasp an offense, which obviously is the case. Mm-hmm. And we have no access to that. We have no idea. But what I do mean is, you think about, just as an example, picks 2 and 3. Jaden Daniels, who went second to Washington, Drake May went third to New England. Drake May took over at UNC and had a great season, but his resume is so much thinner than Daniels is. I mean, you basically take out Arizona State, where he was a multi-year starter, 2.5-year starter, and it's still Jaden Daniels having played about the same amount or maybe a little more over the last 2 years than Drake May. That's without the first 3 years he was in college. So the idea that, you know, well, whatever you're doing with one guy, you should do it with the other. No, one of these two guys threw 950, you know, college passes, and the other one threw almost 1,500. That's a huge difference. Yep. You know, 55 games versus 26 games. You're talking about twice as much time on the grass. Theoretically, that should mean more of an advanced feel. And one of the guys, in this case, I'm just using them because they went back-to-back, but to show that everybody's different, transferred, had to learn a new offense. Daniels leaves Arizona State after 3 seasons, comes to LSU, basically like being a free agent and signing elsewhere. He's had to pick up a new playbook and go through all those motions. All of that should make him ready fast. And it is all, I think, working in his favor to be on the field immediately in week one, which goes without saying that that is their plan, and if it doesn't happen, it'll be pretty stunning, and everyone will be very, very surprised.
Yeah, I mean, just to end up thinking about something on a different end of the spectrum, like an Anthony Richardson. Now, he was a starter from week number one last year, ended up getting hurt, which is a bummer, but nowhere near as refined as a passer as Daniels, right, with just in terms of playing experience. So you could have seen a case where he sat for a little while. Now, they didn't. Again, they constructed an offense, basically had him be a bulldozer, and, you know, again, he ended up getting hurt. I would have loved to have seen what would have happened over the course of a year as they kind of put more and more and more on his plate. But there, again, there's a million different ways to do it in terms of a player's development. And the guy, and one of the lines from Quinn that I love so much was, the player will tell you, right? That's kind of borrowing from Rizzo and sort of that baseball school of things, right? Where the player tells you what level he should be at. And that sort of developmental track, a lot of times where it's like, is he best served, or are we best served throwing him into the deep end right away and having him struggle? Some kids, it doesn't matter. He's so tough, water off a duck's back. You can get sacked 10 times, and the 11th play, he thinks he's going to throw a touchdown pass. Some kids are wired that way. Some aren't. You need to know.
Next, I want you guys to hear what Quinn and what Peters had to say about their previous experiences with young quarterbacks and how it's going to shape what they do in this camp with Jaden Daniels. I thought that was a good answer from them. But we can also open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines for you guys next for the first time today. Would you have named him the starter today? We'll both answer that question. And when do you think he should be named the starter by? What's a good timeline for that? Tentatively, he's going to probably make that decision with this play for them. But they've obviously got a blueprint laid out for a projection on when they'd like to do that around. When should that be, if not today? 800-636-1067. If you want to join us on Grant and Danny.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
At every position, this is the case. And we've got great confidence, all of that. But like I said earlier, it's not one size that fits all. So as we're going through this whole process, let's make sure if we are going to be about the competition and how things are going to go, we're not going to miss one step of their development. And that's what this time of year is for. So we're going to make sure we're able to use all of that time.
Dan Quinn, not in a rush to name Jaden Daniels as starting quarterback. But he did level with everybody today and say, it's no secret what's going on here. It's going to happen, pretty obviously. They're just not doing it before he begins practice, which is not an issue. But we want to know, would you have named him the starter the day before practices began in the presser today if you were running the shop? 800-636-1067. And when do you think he should be named the starter? What would your plan look like moving forward?
I'd have done it today. And here's how I think about it. I think about things differently than everybody else, it seems like. And nobody agrees with me, which is fine. But my philosophy would be, this isn't the left guard competition or the nickel cornerback or who's going to be my third safety in some sort of weird package or whatever. This is the only thing that matters this year is Jaden Daniels. So his development's all that matters. So when he can't go in a practice because he's too tired, I'm stopping practice. We'll wait for him to catch his breath and then go again. Every rep that he's not taking is a waste. So to me, his development is all I care about. And if I'm giving him all the reps, it's going to be pretty obvious to everybody that he's the starter. So I'll name him the starter. That's how I would do things. So whatever's best for him and his development is my number one through 1,000 focus for the course of this season. If they're, you know, third round, the wide receiver, Luke McCaffrey, turns out to be pretty good. That's adorable. Jaden Daniels is what matters. So I name him the starter right now because what I'm about to deploy is a Jaden Daniels goes till he doesn't feel like it anymore, and then we'll let him go some more.
Yeah, that's kind of my plan, I think, would be at a 90-10 clip, he's getting all the first-team reps. As much as you're going to be able to do without Marcus Mariota never having met the center or Terry McLaurin, essentially. Like 90-10 split, something like that, and then why the charade otherwise? On top of that, though, I probably would have just named him the starter weeks ago, to be honest with you. I mean, I wouldn't have had to do it today. The moment that I was at minicamp as an endorsement publicly, whether I had seen it privately or not, because I know it's going to happen. I mean, it was never not an option that he was going to start in week one. So I would just come out and say, love the demeanor, love the leadership, love the makeup. I do what the Bears did. The Bears empowered Caleb Williams. The Bears had their little mini camp, and Matt Eberflus, who's already on the hot seat before the year even begins, because they've got such a good operation put together now after this offseason that they could hand those keys over to a really high-end offensive mind next year and be in a good spot. So he's got to win this season to keep his job. But he came out right away, post-draft, rookie minicamp, and said, you guys know this already. Of course Caleb Williams is our starter. There's no reason to pretend otherwise. I would have just done it that way. Mm. Don't have a problem with this. I was annoyed and screamed into a megaphone when Ron Rivera was saying competition. You did not hear the word competition. That's all I care about, honestly. Yep. As long as we're not having some faux mini battle between a veteran who is undeserving of starting over Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, and your number two overall pick, no problem. What would Ron Rivera have done? I don't know. We know that he would have drafted Jaden Daniels because he was on Adam Schefter's podcast today saying as much. And you'll hear that audio, by the way, at 5 o'clock as part of our audio vault, which is going to be terrific. Make sure you're listening at that time. But that was a real thing that happened, by the way.
Yeah.
Our guy, Ron Rivera, with Schefter, said they were leaning toward taking Jaden Daniels as a front office before they got fired. which was really early on, as in, like, the season's still going and he's already somehow made up his mind without having studied a ton of the quarterback prospects, that they're going to take Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, it felt a little bit to me like, you know how when you, like, don't know anything about Star Wars and I'm, like, talking, you're like, yeah, they went to, what planet was it? I'm like, Alderaan. He's like, Alderaan.
Tatooine.
Yeah, it's like that. I would have done that. I would have done that, too.
Is Tatooine a thing?
Tatooine. Okay. Tatooine.
I almost got it.
Yeah, yeah, you almost did. That's very much, like, after the fact, like, I would have done that exact same thing. It's so funny that they did that because that's exactly what I was thinking. You weren't. You couldn't be bothered to go to the Senior Bowl. You had to play some golf that time. You looked at a piece of paper for 45 minutes in a suite in Indianapolis one time to make your decision about Carson Wentz. You weren't sitting there grinding the tape, bro.
I believe him that he would have taken Jaden Daniels. I also think today he would have been at the press conference saying how much people don't like one of his coordinators and also saying Jaden Daniels and Marcus Mariota are battling for the starting job.
Well, you want to have competition, really, though, okay?
We landed in a pretty good place here. One more of the angles on quarterback I said we would play, and that's based on the head coach and the GM talking about their past experiences with young QBs, how that could shape the weeks ahead.
So I think it's one size doesn't fit all, and you want to make sure for not just at quarterback, but at any position. And development doesn't just continue to go straight up. There's some days it goes good, days not, and you keep pushing to go. So I think the biggest process, why I like training camp, sometimes I work from what I'm hoping to see, and then we start working back from there. So going through the offense, having an offseason do that, that helps a lot. But more importantly, the connection, the chemistry with the players, and really identifying the things that they do best and then trying to build around that.
I think you nailed it there, but my experience with the young quarterbacks too, like DQ said, it's not one size fits all. And I think everybody can see when that's happening, when they're ready, that the team knows, the coaches know. So you don't want to fast track it. You don't want to slow it down. You just want to let it happen naturally. And I know these guys are going to be great in doing that. So
I thought that was a good answer too, mm-hmm. from Peters. Like, you don't want to slow it down was what I wanted to hear. In other words, we're not going to put any impediments in front of him. It's not like we're going to make it hard for him to be the starter. We're just laying out at the start of camp, in his meeting with Dan Quinn when he sits down in his office, which may have been today, yesterday, whenever that is. Here's what we need to see.
Yep.
We need you here every day at 6:30 in the morning. We need you to own the film room. We need you to be a leader vocally on the practice field. We need you to, and from a football standpoint, I'm sure there are X's and O's and things I can't tell you right now, but we need you to be able to go over the things that you really like and that you don't like. We need you to be able to check out of some things. When we're in a practice session and we give you the quiz, this is a play that if you run it, it fails. We need you to get out of it against a certain look where we tell you to kill it without me in your headset telling you to. And when you start doing all those things, you're our starting quarterback. As long as it's something like that,
yep.
Cool. Absolutely fine. No problem. But he's getting all the reps in the meantime, or most of them, it sounds like. And that's the key to me.
Indeed. Yeah, I like that philosophy too. In so much as we're not going to put roadblocks in the way. In other words, we're not splitting the reps down the middle right now where it's like, hey, it's a competition.
Yeah, we're not telling Mariota, hey, if you do these things, you still got a shot. We're not sitting there saying, you might be the starting quarterback. He knows the score here. Yeah. You're the guy. As soon as you're able to do these things, and as a projection, you should be able to do them about 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, if we see X, Y, and Z, you're the starter, and we have already seen, three quarters of the letter X, right? We're on the way.
I was going to say, we've seen X, Y, and Z.
and that's what, yeah. So I do dig that. But again, as long as it's thoughtful, I've disagreed, for example, with this front office about a couple things that have to do with team building. That's so refreshing. That's all that is just a, hey, they think they're good there. I don't. If they're right, the season will be a lot better than I think it's going to be. I can't wait for that. Those are really fun, good, old-fashioned sports discussions, right? Well, like, everything they're doing is thoughtful.
It's just so night and day.
And
it's,
it is.
It's so lovely, and I can't wait to get out there for practice tomorrow. It is just so different. Hearing Peters today talk about the front office and the vision he originally had and the latitude he was allowed by Josh Harris mm-hmm. in the presser today, him basically saying he challenged us to build one of the better front offices in terms of depth in the league. And he said, when I compare what we've got to the really good teams now, I don't think he's meaning like person for person as much as the jobs that they have mm-hmm. or the roles or the number of people, the hands that they've got in qualified spots. He said it stacks up pretty favorably with what the really good teams have. Telling me he modeled it after he's been in New England, he's been in Denver, he's been in San Francisco. Okay, I want my head of analytics and then two R&D guys I really like under that. I want my assistant GM, and then the assistant to the GM has an assistant that works for him. And then I have my own assistant, so there's actually four of us in the GM's office. Like, whatever that looks like.
Yep.
Is what he was patterning it after. And I'm just sitting there laughing watching this literally today because I'm going, this is a different language than was being spoken before, where Ron ran everything with no experience as a front office executive, mind you. He called all the shots, and then he brought in the guy that gave him his first head coaching job to be his GM in Herney, who was not getting that gig anywhere else in the National Football League, and brought in Mayhew, the GM of a team that once went 0-16, who was also not getting another GM job anywhere in the league. And you compare like that triumvirate with some support staff, but not a lot in terms of high-ranking people, to the number of really qualified, legitimate, qualified, sought after.
Yeah.
The people that could have their jobs that they have here in other places, and it's just, it's completely different.
100%.
Completely. Speaking of Peters, I want to play this really quickly. J.P. Finley, right here at 106.7 The Fan, Middays with Brian Mitchell, was out there. He asked about the picture, I guess, not a video, it sounds like, according to Peters, that Brandon Ayuk posted that was clearly sent to him by Jaden Daniels from Commanders practice. Here's what he had to say.
You guys actually had another player post practice footage. What was the reaction in the building? How do you handle that?
I think first and foremost, he didn't have practice footage, so
still maybe.
Yeah, still, yeah. So, but we handled that internally, and we're unconcerned with that. Yeah.
I just thought that was an awesome answer.
Me too.
It's exactly what you and I said we wanted him to say when he spoke about this. We handled it internally. I'm not taking the bait, right? I'm not telling you guys what I told him. Now, what I also hope is, he said, we're not concerned with that. I hope that's not quite true in the sense that when they handled it internally, I hope they told Jaden Daniels, this shows bad judgment and is something you can't do again. This is silly, and let's cut this out right here and right now. Let's never talk about this again. All right, so how's everything in Virginia? How you liking D.C. so far?
Yeah, unconcerned to me means we don't anticipate this being a problem going forward.
Right.
That's what that means to me.
If they, by saying we handled it internally, if he sent a text to Jaden Daniels where he's like, crazy media, stir in the pot, LOL, well, I think that would be silly because it is a very coachable moment and it needs to be addressed and coached. You mean to say to him, hey, man, come on. What are we doing here? This guy's using you to try to ruffle feathers in another market. In the meantime, you look a bit like a silly goose here. Let's make sure that this is the last time that this is a thing. Capiche? You know, that's kind of how that conversation probably goes.
Indeed.
But it was perfect to me. Very succinct. Few words. And he just said, yeah, we're not that concerned about that. Like, downplay it. Let all the people that act like it's not a big deal say, see? Cool. No problem there. As long as behind the scenes you addressed it. And it sounds like
it's what happened. Yeah. Yeah, meaning we took care of that, and it won't be a problem going forward. That's perfect.
Some news on other starting quarterbacks in the NFL, including one who will not be participating in training camp practices. We'll get to that next on Grant and Danny, top of the hour. The NFL and the Players Association are getting serious about an 18-game schedule. You're listening to The Fan. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. Training camp underway for the Commanders. Practice number one tomorrow morning. We'll have full coverage of everything that goes on out in Ashburn throughout camp and throughout the day, certainly, on day one tomorrow, right here on Grant and Danny. What do you make of Jordan Love deciding he's not going to practice at all until he gets his new contract with the Green Bay Packers? I think this is the perfect way to hold out. It's actually called like a hold-in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's awesome because you do everything. You show professionalism. You show that you care and you're there for your teammates. But also, quite literally, you're just saying, I'm mitigating the risk of an injury. I know it's quarterback and I'm wearing a red penny and no one can touch me. But every time I drop back, I'm putting myself at risk. It takes one weird, quirky, O-line, D-line collision and someone falls on my leg. I'm just not going to do that and cost myself tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater, man. I mean, just with no pads, with no danger, and until there was. Yeah, non-contact. So there's so little leverage for players in the current CBA. And just in general in the NFL, just the quarterbacks are starting to be able to push back a little bit. You could see some of this where they're still on good terms. It still sounds like a deal is imminent that it's going to get done. Maybe they're waiting for Dak to sign or not, or you know, somebody else maybe to go in front of him. But everybody seems to be of the same thought process that Jordan Love is the quarterback there, and he's going to be for some time. They were right. They got another one, which is completely unfair, but whatever. Green Bay is going to, you know, ink him to a long-term deal. And the only thing that you can do that doesn't become detrimental, I mean, at a certain point, you have to practice football. Like, so, you know, if we're still doing this in a month, I'll probably change my tune. But for the first couple of days, the first few days, this is the only thing that you can sort of do to hold their feet to the fire to try to get the most you possibly can. I understand that. I get it. And I don't have near a problem as I do with, yeah, you know, contact me when it's done. I'm down, you know, wherever the heck Jordan Love is from, just hanging out on my farm or my ranch or, you know, in my cabin in the woods until my contract is signed.
Other quarterback news. Dateline Foxborough. The New England Patriots are getting ready for practices, and their new first-time head coach is Jerod Mayo, who was asked about the QB situation today. He said, coming out of the spring, I think it's clear that Jacoby Brissett is the most pro-ready guy we have. He's played a lot of football. He was asked if Drake May has a chance to win the job, though. Could he take the job from Brissett? He says if he comes out here and he lights it up, and once again it goes to the quality of reps, it could absolutely happen, Mayo said, of May's chances of starting, while noting there will be plenty of competition for the role. So it sounds like kind of the opposite of what's going to happen here, where the Commanders draft Jaden Daniels. They name him not the starter, but the guy who's going to get the majority of the first-team reps, it seems like. And something has to go wrong, probably, for him not to win the job. It's the opposite in New England, where they're going, we signed Jacoby Brissett. We think he's a starting caliber player. Drake May is going to get the secondary reps. And for him to overtake him, he's going to have to be special and really, really shine quality over quantity in terms of when he gets work with the first teamers.
Yeah, it's certainly an approach. I happen to hate it. I think it's pointless. I think there's no, you know, worthwhile end to having Jacoby Brissett play for you.
Let me ask you this, because generally you and I agree on this 100%, where it's just like, did you draft a guy in the top five? Is he really talented? Start that guy immediately. Is there anything to the Patriots being so bad around him that maybe giving him just like a month as they sort some things out with a new head coach who's never, not only never been a head coach, but kind of, I mean, they didn't really interview a lot of people for that job. It was just a promotion from within for a guy they really liked as a player and then a position coach. And maybe Mayo's going to be a superstar. But there's not a ton of offensive acumen necessarily, I wouldn't think. He was a defensive player. So now you bring in Alex Van Pelt to be the OC, who's got a mixed bag of results in his own right. Not everybody in football loved that hire. Then your receiver room, your best wide receivers, maybe DeMario Douglas, who was a sixth-round pick last year. Their running back room is pedestrian. Antonio Gibson's going to be heavily involved. Like, that's a really, really bad group around.
It's a terrible landing spot, yeah.
Is there any thought to maybe, like, let's just throw Jacoby Brissett out there for a few weeks, and then we'll go to Drake May when he's more ready for the terrible situation?
Sure. If that's the thought process and you can't say that, okay. I could live with that, certainly. I mean, the mistake was already made this offseason when, again, you go, okay, we're ready for training camp. I go, no, you're not. You don't have anything. You should have gone out all out to find receivers and running back help, more so than maybe Antonio Gibson. But, yeah, I mean, it's not a good situation for Drake May or for anybody.
They Jalen Polk out of Washington.
In the round two, yeah.
Second round. They get Kendrick Bourne back from injury. So Douglas, Bourne, Polk. They drafted another receiver, Javon Baker, in the fourth round. KJ Osborne, the former Vikings number three, comes over.
So it's something, but nowhere near enough.
It's not a good group.
Right.
It's probably not horrendous. But in order for it to be even average, Polk's got to play really well as a rookie.
Well, this is what it reeks of to me. A new coach trying to establish himself and doing we're going to have a winning culture here. Best player's going to play. Enjoy your short-term thinking, right? You could say that for the linebacker spot. You could say that for, for a few different positions. It's a waste of time. And again, I like Jacoby Brissett. He's good. He is a solid back-end starter for an okay team.
Brissett is better than Mariota or a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
I would put him and Sam Darnold maybe in a similar ilk, Brissett's actually played better football than Darnold the last couple of years. He's actually played like a starter. He might be the best of the bridge quarterbacks, which maybe helps him too.
Right, but that which means nothing to me. Like, but it seems due to these organizations where they're trying to establish something and show this is who we are and we're going to compete every day and we'll headbutt walls and we'll do a Latimer from the program for every afternoon. Yeah, he's Brissett and Gardner Minshew and all those guys that are in that tier, they're always available. You got to pay a little bit of a premium and you can have them for as long as you want. My answer is 0 minutes. I don't want that at all. Now, if Drake May is not ready, different story, but I need to hear a little bit less about how Brissett's the answer.
NFL, NFLPA, having serious discussions about tacking on an extra game in the regular season. An 18-game schedule could be coming a lot sooner than we thought. Let's get to that next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. Training camp underway for the Commanders. Practice number one tomorrow morning. We'll have full coverage of everything that goes on out in Ashburn throughout camp and throughout the day, certainly, on day one tomorrow, right here on Grant and Danny. What do you make of Jordan Love deciding he's not going to practice at all until he gets his new contract with the Green Bay Packers? I think this is the perfect way to hold out. It's actually called like a hold-in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's awesome because you do everything. You show professionalism. You show that you care and you're there for your teammates. But also, quite literally, you're just saying, I'm mitigating the risk of an injury. I know it's quarterback and I'm wearing a red penny and no one can touch me. But every time I drop back, I'm putting myself at risk. It takes one weird, quirky O-line, D-line collision and someone falls on my leg. I'm just not going to do that and cost myself tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater, man. I mean, just with no pads, with no danger, and until there was. Yeah, non-contact. So there's so little leverage for players in the current CBA. And just in general in the NFL, just the quarterbacks are starting to be able to push back a little bit. You could see some of this where they're still on good terms. It still sounds like a deal is imminent that it's going to get done. Maybe they're waiting for Dak to sign or not, or you know, somebody else maybe to go in front of him. But everybody seems to be of the same thought process that Jordan Love is the quarterback there, and he's going to be for some time. They were right. They got another one, which is completely unfair, but whatever. Green Bay is going to, you know, ink him to a long-term deal. And the only thing that you can do that doesn't become detrimental, I mean, at a certain point, you have to practice football. Like, so, you know, if we're still doing this in a month, I'll probably change my tune. But for the first couple of days, the first few days, this is the only thing that you can sort of do to hold their feet to the fire to try to get the most you possibly can. I understand that. I get it. And I don't have near a problem as I do with, yeah, you know, contact me when it's done. I'm down, you know, wherever the heck Jordan Love is from, just hanging out on my farm or my ranch or, you know, in my cabin in the woods until my contract is signed.
Other quarterback news, Dateline Foxborough, the New England Patriots are getting ready for practices, and their new first-time head coach is Gerard Mayo, who was asked about the QB situation today. He said, coming out of the spring, I think it's clear that Jacoby Brissett is the most pro-ready guy we have. He's played a lot of football. He was asked if Drake May has a chance to win the job, though. Could he take the job from Brissett? He says if he comes out here and he lights it up, and once again it goes to the quality of reps, it could absolutely happen, Mayo said, of May's chances of starting, while noting there will be plenty of competition for the role. So it sounds like kind of the opposite of what's going to happen here,
mm-hmm.
where the Commanders draft Jaden Daniels. They name him not the starter, but the guy who's going to get the majority of the first-team reps, it seems like. And something has to go wrong, probably, for him not to win the job. It's the opposite in New England, where they're going, we signed Jacoby Brissett. We think he's a starting caliber player. Drake May is going to get the secondary reps. And for him to overtake him, he's going to have to be special and really, really shine quality over quantity in terms of when he gets work with the first teamers.
Yeah, it's certainly an approach. I happen to hate it. I think it's pointless. I think there's no, you know, worthwhile end to having Jacoby Brissett play for you.
Let me ask you this, because generally you and I agree on this 100%,
mm-hmm.
where it's just like, did you draft a guy in the top five? Is he really talented? Start that guy immediately. Is there anything to the Patriots being so bad around him that maybe giving him just like a month as they sort some things out with a new head coach who's never, not only never been a head coach, but kind of, mean, they didn't really interview a lot of people for that job. It was just a promotion from within for a guy they really liked as a player and then a position coach. And maybe Mayo's going to be a superstar. But there's not a ton of offensive acumen necessarily, I wouldn't think. He was a defensive player. So now you bring in Alex Van Pelt to be the OC, who's got a mixed bag of results in his own right. Not everybody in football loved that hire. Then your receiver room, your best wide receivers, maybe DeMario Douglas, who was a sixth-round pick last year. Their running back room is pedestrian. Antonio Gibson's going to be heavily involved. Like, that's a really, really bad group around
It's a terrible landing spot, yeah.
Is there any thought to maybe, like, let's just throw Jacoby Brissett out there for a few weeks, and then we'll go to Drake May when he's more ready for the terrible situation?
Sure. If that's the thought process and you can't say that, okay. I could live with that, certainly. I mean, the mistake was already made this offseason when, again, you go, okay, we're ready for training camp. I go, no, you're not. You don't have anything. You should have gone out all out to find receivers and running back help, more so than maybe Antonio Gibson. But, yeah, I mean, it's not a good situation for Drake May or for anybody.
They did draft Jalen Polk out of Washington.
In the round two, yeah.
Second round. They get Kendrick Bourne back from injury. So Douglas, Bourne, Polk. They drafted another receiver, Javon Baker, in the fourth round. KJ Osborne, the former Vikings number three, comes over.
So it's something, but nowhere near enough.
It's not a good group.
Right.
It's probably not horrendous, but in order for it to be even average, Polk's got to play really well as a rookie.
Well, this is what it reeks of to me. A new coach trying to establish himself and doing a, we're going to have a winning culture here. Best player's going to play. Enjoy your short-term thinking, right? You could say that for the linebacker spot. You could say that for a few different positions. It's a waste of time. And again, I like Jacoby Brissett. He's good. He is a solid back end starter for an okay team.
Brissett is better than Mariota or a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
Like, I would put him and Sam Darnold maybe in a similar ilk. Brissett's actually played better football than Darnold the last couple of years. He's actually played like a starter. He might be the best of the bridge quarterbacks, which maybe helps him too.
Right, but which means nothing to me. Like, but it seems due to these organizations where they're trying to establish something and show this is who we are and we're going to compete every day and we'll headbutt walls and we'll do a Latimer from the program for every afternoon. Yeah, he's Brissett and Gardner Minshew and all those guys that are in that tier, they're always available. You got to pay a little bit of a premium and you can have them for as long as you want. My answer is 0 minutes. I don't want that at all. Now, if Drake May is not ready, different story. But I need to hear a little bit less about how Brissett's the answer.
NFL, NFLPA, having serious discussions about tacking on an extra game in the regular season. An 18-game schedule could be coming a lot sooner than we thought. Let's get to that next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.